Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, John, we're remembering the Holocaust, and you had a chance to go to the museum.
Yes.
I think we went to New York.
New York and in Israel.
And I've been to the one in Israel and D.C., I believe.
Yeah. And in New York. We went together.
Oh, that's right. New York. That's right. And it just rips you apart.
Yeah.
But it's so important to remember, because if you don't remember history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Doomed to repeat it. At the same time, we have leaders around the world, believe it or not, who actually tried to deny that this event actually happened.
And we just showed evidence just in a short period of time. I mean, when people deny your pain, watch out. They're about to cause you some more pain.
That's right.
It's so important to remember from where you came from. You know, you see some actors and you see some people that do good in life. They actually go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
You know, to remember where they came from. They say, don't forget where you came from. And some people do. But we have to remember, because we'll end up there again. As a matter of fact, we almost were headed in that direction. This is a Holocaust survivor, John. And she's being interviewed and asked these questions. And we need to listen to her because she went through this. And there's nothing better than hearing directly from the person that went through this and how horrific it is that we don't want to repeat that. And she talks specifically, too, about, you know, that Israel deserves its own state. It has to have its own state. There's no other place for the Jews to be in the context of their own nation to be protected. And that's why Israel has to stand, and we have to stand with Israel, because they're being persecuted in other lands. As a matter of fact, it's gone up even higher. Lately, the numbers have as well. Including Christians, I think Christians now are higher than the Jews being persecuted. But listen, I want you to hear, this is a Holocaust survivor.
Hey everyone, today I'm with a very special guest, a Holocaust survivor called Ida Greenberg.
Yes.
Yes, she survived Lodz Ghetto in Poland. She's 95 years old. I will be interviewing her, asking her a few questions that I had. את חשבת שאת תעברי את השואה בשלום?
אף אחד לא ידע מה שהיה גיהנום. אז אף אחד לא ידע מה יהיה מחר. גיטלר, בשביל מה הוא קם? הוא רק מיליונים יהודים. אז מי ידע שישאר בחיים?
What was your only wish at that time? Do you remember? Of course, I remember. I wanted to see my parents, but no. I didn't manage to see them. They came at night and took them, the Nazis, and I was left, a 15-year-old girl, alone. And I cried and cried, and I thought, what will happen? How can I know? It was impossible to know who will even stay alive. It was very hard. What would you tell people that deny the Holocaust? People who say it never happened. No. There's no such thing. It happened. And in every family of survivors, there is a remaining wound. How can someone say that it didn't happen? What is the importance of the State of Israel in your opinion? The State of Israel should exist. And it's the place of the Jews. We don't have another place in the world like Israel. What can we do? This is our home. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. You're welcome. And for answering the questions. I wish only health. Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness, you just want to be able to give her a big hug and just love on her. And it's just so huge. I mean, she survived that.
95 years old.
And she was 15, right? When her parents were taken away and her friends were taken away just because you're a Jew. And you have to understand that there's a reason why that people who are controlled by darkness hate Christians and Jews, because God, you love your God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. They can join in, but they have to deny their gods and make, you know, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob their God through his son, you know, Jesus Christ. And so it's just, you know, I just thank God that they're remembering. We're remembering today. We want you to remember as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.